hard, tough, disappointing loss. Heck of a football game. Congratulations to the Redskins getting it done at the end of the game like they did. They deserve the game because of the way they played at the end of the game. But we're not going to be disheartened. You know, we understand what we're fighting for. And I think we understand where we got to go to get better as a football team and the things we have to do to be the football team that we want to be in December here. So from an injury standpoint, we had Jameel McClain's got a neck. We had x-rays. They were negative, so that's good news. Leach has an ankle sprain. Ray Rice has a left, a little bit of a hip pointer. Marshall sprained his ankle at the end there. Okay.
Coach, as well as special teams, has played all season long. Can you talk about what you saw in that punt
return? Well, I saw it break out. We got on different levels on a long punt, and, you know, he's able to kind of negotiate the first wave, then cut it back, and there was no cutback defender there to take it.
The way it started out, it looked like it was going to be a shootout, but then the goal offices bogged down later on. What were you seeing in terms of your slowdown?
Well, I thought our defense did a nice job after the first quarter of getting a grip on their offense. Timing of it's a little bit different, you know, and obviously with the athlete they have running it, I thought we got a good handle on it. We did a good job the rest of the game. Offensively, I'll have to look at that and see.
John, you've had four very, very difficult games in a row. What's it going to take for you guys to bounce back and handle that?
Well, I think it'll take us handling adversity. You know, that's what you have to do. It's a tough league, you know, and We've had a tough run here. It's been, obviously, like you say, four challenging games. We're fighting through all the things that you fight through at this stage of the season as a football team, and that's why you don't overreact to these things. You know, it's a tough loss. It's going to be a fight for the division championship, and that's what we're fighting for right now. So we've got to bounce back next week, play, obviously, a very good Denver team in our stadium, and be ready to go.
You talked about the resiliency of this team and now back-to-back losses on the final play of the game. This will be a big test, I would assume, to where you guys are at.
It's nothing that we haven't done been through before, you know, and that's our guys do a great job with that.
John, the last touchdown, was that just a breakdown in coverage where your man and zone?
Well, I think basically you stay with your man in that situation. That's what happened there. So,
John, were you pleased that at least you were able to run the ball well? I know in the loss you were able to move the ball.
Well, the turnovers are always going to be the issue, you know, and that's something that we've done a good job with all year, but we need to clean that up. It's been the issue the last 2 weeks. Pleased with a lot of things we did, you know, all three phases. Pleased with a number of things. Running the ball is definitely one of them. So, you know, you take the good with the bad. You try to build on things. We've got to improve a couple things and come back and play a new game. It's game to game. It's week to week. You know, there's no big picture on the whole thing in terms of, you know, there's no big statement to be drawn from, you know, a turnover here or how a game goes there. You get to the next game and you try to find a way to win that game, and you see how close they are. It's tough for both teams, and that's what we try to do.
What do you think about Flacco's performance tonight?
I think Joe fights. You know, I think Joe fights like the rest of our players. I'm not going to assess it. I mean, there's no grade to be given right now. We'll go back and look at all that. We'll do a great job of that like we always do. On Monday, I'm sure all of us are going to grade ourselves pretty hard. But you win as a team, you lose as a team. You know, Joe did some great things out there that I saw, put up some points. So, but we all need to be better. You know, we all need to find a way to finish the game better. That's the bottom line. Finish the game the way we need to finish the game to win the game.
What kind of lift does it give the other team to have a quarterback that's out there on one leg in the last minute and a half in the home field?
I don't know. You have to ask those guys. You know, those are the guys that had that situation. All right.
Your defense making adjustments to catch up with the Skins' offense. Did you see the Skins making some adjustments to counter your offense?
I think they got some pressure in some situations. I don't know about adjustments. I don't think there was any adjustments there. They ran, you know, some of the pressures that they normally run. They had a little success with them. I think twice on third down, as I recall.
What's the Denver game making
now? It means about the same thing it meant going into last week. You know, it's a big game. You know, they're all big. You know, every one of these games counts. We add them all up at the end, and every one of them is important.
All right.
Okay, thanks.